Reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antilila, Chapter 6, Text 91. The Chipped Rice Festival has been going on. And when the shopkeepers of many other villages heard about the festival, they arrived there to sell chipped rice, yogurt, sweetmeats, and bananas. As they came, bringing all kinds of food, Raghunath Das purchased it all. He gave them the price for their goods and later fed them the very same food. Anyone who came to see how these funny things were going on was also fed chipped rice, yogurt, and bananas. After Lord Nityananda Prabhu finished eating, he washed his hands and mouth and gave Raghunath Das the food remaining in the four pots. There was food remaining in three other big pots of Lord Nityananda, and a Brahmin distributed it to all the devotees, giving a morsel to each. Then a Brahmana brought a flower garland, placed the garland on Nityananda Prabhu's neck, and smeared sandalwood pulp all over his body. When a servant brought betel nuts and offered them to Lord Nityananda, the Lord smiled and chewed them. With his own hands, Lord Nityananda Prabhu distributed to all the devotees whatever flower garland, sandalwood pulp, and betel nuts remained. After receiving the remnants of food left by Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Raghunath Das, who was greatly happy, ate some and distributed the rest among his own associates. Thus, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, I have described the pastimes of Lord Nityananda Prabhu in relationship to the celebrated festival of chipped rice and yogurt. Nityananda Prabhu rested for the day. And when the day ended, he went to the temple of Raghava Pandit and began congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Lord Nityananda Prabhu first influenced all the devotees to dance. And finally, he himself began dancing, thus inundating the entire world in ecstatic love. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was observing the dancing of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu could see this, but the others could not. The dancing of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, like the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, cannot be compared to anything within the three worlds. No one can properly describe the sweetness of Lord Nityananda's dancing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally comes to see it. After dancing and after Lord Nityananda had rested, Raghava Pandit submitted his request that the Lord take supper. Lord Nityananda Prabhu sat down for supper with his personal associates and made a sitting place on his right side for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there and sat down in his place. And seeing this, Raghava Pandit felt increasing happiness. Raghava Pandit brought the prasad before the two brothers and thereafter distributed prasad to all the other Vaishnavas. There were varieties of cakes, sweet rice, and fine cooked rice that surpassed the taste of nectar. There were also varieties of vegetables. The food prepared and offered to the deity by Raghava Pandit was like the essence of nectar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there again and again to eat such prasad. When Raghava Pandit offered the food to the deity after cooking, he would make a separate offering for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Every day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would eat at the house of Raghava Pandit. Sometimes he would give Raghava Pandit the opportunity to see him. Raghava Pandit would bring and distribute prasad to the two brothers, feeding them with great attention. They ate everything, and there were no remnants left. He brought so many presentations that no one could know them perfectly. Indeed, it was a fact that the Supreme Mother Radharani personally cooked in the house of Raghava Pandit. Srimati Radharani received from Durvasa Muni the benediction that whatever she cooked would be sweeter than nectar. That is the special feature of her cooking. Aromatic and pleasing to see, the food was the essence of all sweetness. And thus the two brothers, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu, ate it with great satisfaction. All the devotees present requested Raghunath Das to sit down and take prasad, but Raghava Pandit told them, "He will take prasad later." All the devotees took prasad, filling themselves to the brim. Thereafter, chanting the holy name of Hari, they stood up and washed their hands and mouths. And after eating, the two brothers washed their hands and mouths. Then Raghava Pandit brought flower garlands and sandalwood pulp that decorated them. Raghava Pandit offered them betel nuts and worshipped their lotus feet. He also distributed betel nuts, flower garlands, and sandalwood pulp to the devotees. Raghava Pandit, being very merciful to Raghunath Das, offered him the dishes with the remnants of food left by the two brothers. He said, "Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has eaten this food. If you take his remnants, you will be released from the bondage of your family." The Supreme Personality of Godhead always resides either in the heart or in the home of a devotee. This fact is sometimes hidden and sometimes manifest, for the Supreme Personality of Godhead is fully independent. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is all-pervasive, and therefore he resides everywhere, and anyone who doubts this will be annihilated. In the morning, after taking his bath in the Ganga, Nityananda Prabhu sat down with his associates beneath the same tree under which he previously had sat. Raghunath Das went there and worshipped Lord Nityananda's lotus feet, and through Raghava Pandit, he submitted his desire. Raghunath Das said, "I am the lowest of men, the most sinful, fallen, and condemned. Nevertheless, I desire to attain the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I'm like a dwarf who wants to catch the moon, and I've tried my best many times, but have been never successful. And every time I tried to go away and give up my home relationships, my father and mother unfortunately kept me bound. No one can attain the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu," he told Nittai, "without your mercy. But if you are merciful, even the lowest of men can attain the shelter at his lotus feet. Although I am unfit and greatly afraid to submit this plea, I nevertheless request you, sir, to be especially merciful towards me by granting me shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Placing your feet on my head, give me the benediction that I may achieve the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without difficulty. I pray for this benediction." After hearing this appeal by Raghunath Das, Lord Nityananda Prabhu smiled and told all the devotees, "Raghunath Das's standard of material happiness is equal to that of Indra, the king of heaven. And because of the mercy bestowed upon him by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Das, although situated in such material happiness, does not like it at all. Therefore, let every one of you be merciful toward him and give him the benediction that he may very soon attain shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One who experiences the fragrance of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna does not even value the standard of happiness available in Brahmaloka, the topmost planet. What to speak of heavenly happiness?" Then Nittai quoted the Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 14th chapter, 43rd verse. "Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is offered sublime, pathetic prayers by those trying to attain his favor. Thus he is known as Uttama Sloka. Being very eager to attain the association of Lord Krishna, King Bharat, although in the prime of his youth, gave up his very attractive wife, affectionate children, most beloved friends in opulent kingdom, exactly as one gives up stool after excreting it." Then Lord Nityananda Prabhu called Raghunath Das near him. He placed his lotus feet upon Raghunath Das's head and he began to speak. "My dear Raghunath Das," he said, "since you arranged the feast on the bank of the Ganga, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here just to show you his mercy. By his causeless mercy, he ate the chipped rice and milk. Then, after seeing the dancing of the devotees at night, he took his supper. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Gaura Hari came here personally to deliver you. Now, rest assured that all the impediments meant for your bondage are gone. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will accept you and place you under the charge of his secretary, Srup Damodar. You will thus become one of the most confidential internal servants and will attain the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Being assured of this, return to your own home. Very soon, without impediments, you will attain the shelter of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." Lord Nityananda had Raghunath Das blessed by all the devotees, and Raghunath Das offered his respects to their lotus feet. And we shall end here, and Krishna willing, continue tomorrow.